first year as a GM in the NFL, how'd it go?
It was good. I think that there's a lot to be learned. There's a lot to be gained. You know, when you walk into a situation and you know you're prepared for it, but then you start to figure out there are some nuances to actually running the ship and doing it right.
What do you think your biggest success was in your first year?
Being collaborative. I'm a stubborn guy by nature. And so the more people I involved, the more quality of decisions I was able to make. So I think opening my mind up to doing things a little bit differently than I had initially planned benefited us and the Browns in a big way.
How do you feel about the talent of this roster, 1-53, after your first year as GM prior to the team that you inherited?
I feel good. I think that we took a lot of steps. We still have a young team. I think we're starting to improve the chemistry and the foundations of what Play Like a Brown and that accountability looks like. So I think we're moving in the right direction for the guys that are here, the depth that we're building, and the future of this franchise.
Talk about wanting to change the culture at the beginning of the year. You brought in guys like Dante Whitner, who you just mentioned, Carlos Dansby as well. How do you feel that culture change went and what needs to continue along that so this can be a winning culture?
I think we got to continue to just build on what we've started. We started to lay the foundation, and is it perfect? I'd say no. We've still got to sand some edges. There's still some things to clean up. But I do think we're well on our way to establishing what we want here, which is the right kind of culture. To take the next steps, in my mind, I think that really hinges on us continuing to stay true to what we know, which is taking guys that are tough, taking guys that are going to be consistent, and taking guys that love football.
Where do you feel the best about this roster? What position groups do you say you feel the best about it, and where do you see the biggest challenges?
I would tell you that in totality, I don't feel good about any of them. As a scout, my natural inclination is that everybody can be improved and everything can be upgraded. There's no reality in that, but I think it's the world that I live in. To that degree, I would tell you that it's really about that same premise of just focusing on competition. I feel good that we got a good nucleus of offensive linemen right now. How do we expand upon that and, you know, drive competition to where we force guys that are currently starters to fight for their spots as well as improve our depth? I feel good about our secondary. I think we've got good young players that have talent and upside. I also think that there's a group of veterans and there's a good mixture of young guys to grow that group and sustain it long term. And I feel good about our linebackers with that same premise that we have old, young, and in between that give us a chance to have success today, tomorrow, and building towards the culture that we want.
What was the biggest surprise in your first year as a GM in the NFL?
I don't know. I mean, there's not a – work is one thing, but it was weird, but you become obsessive when you're a GM. Like, there's no time to rest or think or get away from it. You know, even when you sleep, I feel like I'm thinking about either the draft or, well, who was that kid I just watched on the street? Or, man, should we upgrade this guy? Should we try to poach this kid from practice squad? Did I call that agent? I mean, there's 45 million things to think about. And so it becomes almost an obsession of how your mind is always focused on the job. And, I mean, I love football. I've been doing it my entire life. Even more so now, I think my addiction has gotten worse.